Awake, O north wind, and come thou south. Blow upon my garden a petition to the wind. And then blow upon my garden that the spices thereof may flow out about the spices. But what is now the aiming, people of God? Poor and afflicted and needy people, what is now your aiming? Oh, the aiming is truly to have Christ as our portion. Oh, and then you read it here. Let my beloved come into his garden and eat his pleasant fruits. My beloved, that is the name which the bride uses for a bridegroom. My beloved. In the original, it is even stronger than beloved. It means the most beloved. It means the only beloved. It is that beloved one that is excellent above everyone else. And then she is privileged to say, my beloved, because she knew that she was his and he was hers. Oh, that is now a name full of tender affection. The bride now comes and speaks about him. Let my beloved come into his garden. You can, as it were, see her looking at her beloved as she is doing it. That name, congregation, is as ointment poured forth, and therefore do the virgins love him. The virgins. The bride loves the bridegroom, yes. But there are virgins. Those are concerned children of God. Not strangers of grace, but not yet, so to speak, married to him. And now the name is also beloved by the virgins. Oh, let that be an encouragement, a strengthening of those that by grace are virgins. Let my beloved come into his garden. First she said, my garden. And remember, that was her heart. And now that is his garden, because her heart belongs to him. And so it is the garden of the church that belongs to him. He is the owner. He is the rightful owner of that garden. And oh, why does that owner now have a garden? He comes and visits that garden. He wants to see that garden. He wants to walk and dwell in that garden. He wants to delight himself in the fruits and in the spices of that garden. Oh, that is now the garden of Christ. Can you say that? Can you believe that, people of God, that he is willing to possess such a garden? But he tends, he cleanses, he comes with that north and he sends that south wind. And then the spices thereof will flow out. And now the bride says, let my beloved come into his garden. Christ and the coming of Christ. Oh. He came in all eternity to his father. Yes. Psalm 40. He came when he was born in Bethlehem. He shall come also in the last judgment day at the end. But here spiritually, what is now the coming of Christ? That is when he is born in my heart. When I receive a new heart and a new spirit. But then especially in the text here, that coming of Christ, that is by renewal, that he manifests himself in his love and in his faithfulness. You know, when he comes, when the disciples are in the storm at sea, and they fear that they shall perish forever, and then he comes walking upon the waves. When does he come? Oh, when that church cries out, be thou my helper in the strife. Oh, Lord, my strong defender me. Oh, what does he then say? I am thy Savior, do not fear. Behold, it is I. Oh, when does he come? He delivers his people right early. He never comes too late. You know, when he comes, he visits you sometimes under the apple tree. Sometimes in the inner chamber. Sometimes he comes in his house, many times, yes. And he comes sometimes at the table of the covenant. Oh, and then there is a greater nearness that the bride desires. She is not a stranger of him, no. But she says, oh, let my beloved come into his garden. Oh, he is so familiar. He knows about it. He knows the way. He knows how to enter. He came when the disciples were for fear and the door was locked on the day of the resurrection. But he came and he stood in the midst. Oh, that is then a people, they say, near him all is well. Let my beloved come into his garden and eat his pleasant fruits. He eats those fruits. What does that now mean, congregation? Of myself, I have to say I am but an empty vine. You know what we bring forth of ourselves? Poisonous fruits. Grapes of wrath. They are not pleasant, no. But when the Lord now comes and gives those good works, when the Lord comes and gives those spices, then there is that living fruit. Because then it is a branch grafted into the vine, and that is purged. And the more purging, the more fruits. And the more the beloved desires it. Oh, that's why that north wind comes. But then that south wind will not stay behind. No, not the wild goats, no. But then he has those pleasant fruits of righteousness, the works of holiness, that my conversation is in heaven, that I desire to be in nearness with him. Oh, and when he eats those fruits, that means they are acceptable. They are a delight unto him. They are his pleasure, because that is his own works and he delights in it. Oh, we will close, congregation. If the Lord now comes this morning and he visits you, and he looks in the garden, what does he find? The garden of your heart, I mean. Is it overgrown with weeds? Is it full of thorns and of thistles? Is the wall broken down and there are stones all over? Is it filled with the animals of prey and what have you? Oh, then it is needful that the Lord comes for the first time and blows with that north wind and then with that south wind. Ask for it. But there may also be people that have a garden that is his garden and has not been tended. Oh, the shame, the grief. But again, that north wind and that south wind. And then in due time there shall also come the spices, and they shall flow out, and the beloved shall come to his garden. Come. Is this not strange unto your heart? Is there sometimes, oh, you say the smallest of the smallest fruits, but it is delightful to him. He does not despise the little ones, no. Then it is necessary that this be our continual position, a petition, awake, O north wind, and come thou south, and blow upon my garden, that the spices thereof may flow out. Let my beloved come into his garden and eat his pleasant fruits. Such will not be put to shame. Amen.